WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwartman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. There's a hold on a new home for the Brazos Central Appraisal District. The Appraisal District's board on Monday rescinded a resolution which required approval from four of the five local governmental bodies. Board Chairman Bill Lero says they went ahead with an appearance at yesterday's Bryan City Council meeting and will be at tomorrow's College Station Council meeting to get feedback on how to proceed. Lero repeated to the Bryan Council that the $3.8 million price tag for the land and new building off Copperfield near University was the maximum.
It is and was always our intention to take that project and scale it back to, once we got the funding, the availability to get the right consultants, the right architects on board, design the building we need, and hopefully come in way under that budget.
The Brazos County Commission last week voted no due to the cost, a concern that was shared by the Bryan School Board 2 weeks ago. The College Station School Board supported the 14,000-square-foot building. The Bryan City Council is moving forward with replacing the pool at Sadie Thomas Park. Consultant Travis Blasek recommended against spending $850,000 for repairs. The council decided on a new pool at $950,000, which Blasek says does not include any amenities.
If we were to come in with new features to this facility, some slides and stuff like that, that's that $1.5, $2 million number.
The construction timeline won't be known until a contractor is selected. City Manager Keene Register says he'll shoot for opening a new pool in time for this summer's swimming season. Funding comes from $1.5 million in reserves set aside by the council last month. The council also directed Register to proceed with repairs at the Bryan Aquatic Center to improve water quality at an estimated cost of $450,000. The Bryan City Council heard from a dozen supporters of more requirements to get a conditional use zoning permit, but there was no action last night because the agenda item was not written to consider a motion.
Conditional use permit should not be easier to acquire than a zoning change. The same criteria that is used for a zoning change should be used for this exception. When a supermajority has made a decision, it is not right for a smaller group to be able to make an exception.
That was one of last night's speakers, Obed Matus, the president of the Upper Burton Creek Association. The proposal also calls for increasing the official notification distance from 200 to 500 feet and increase the amount of response time from 10 to 30 days. Dallas city officials are looking to decrease how long pet owners can let their dogs bark. The city's animal ordinance says a person commits an offense if they knowingly let their dog's loud woof continue over 15 consecutive minutes near a private residence. The Dallas Morning News reports the city received nearly 1,700 complaints over the last year, but not a single complaint resulted in a citation. The director of animal services wants to decrease the time to 5 minutes. One member of the Dallas City Council wants it lowered to 10 minutes. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 57 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwartman Flooring. More news on the way at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zwartman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zwartman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zwartman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwartman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Not only was Kiss Me Kate awarded the first ever Tony Award for Best Musical, but the 2000 Broadway production won for Best Musical Revival as well. I guess the combination of Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew with Cole Porter's music and lyrics will do just that, as the theater company brings Kiss Me Kate to life on stage, February 6th through 15th, perfect for Valentine's Day. Kiss Me Kate is underwritten by the Principal Financial Group, North Texas Business Center, David M. Watson. Purchase tickets at theatercompany.com. The Theater Company, behind Joanne Fabrics in the Tejas Center.
It's time for the Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball. Join us February 28th for Boots and Bells, an evening at the County Fair. And get ready for delicious food, great music from Rick Trevino and me, Clayton Gardner. The best midway in town and a good old country time. Of course, it all benefits the American Cancer Society as they finish the fight against cancer. So get your tickets today at BrazosCountyCBB.org and join Rick and I for a night at the fair you won't forget. February 28th, the Brazos County Expo.
Good morning, it's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
The National Weather Service has issued a dense fog advisory for the area through 10 this morning. We'll see fog and low cloudiness giving way to sunshine later today, 75. Clouds will move in overnight, lows near 45. Clouds giving way to breaks of sun tomorrow, breezy and cooler, 55 to 60. Tomorrow night, clear and turning colder with lows of 35 to 40. It'll be sunny throughout the day on Friday, temperatures only reaching 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with a pair of Aggie football players stepping away from the program. A&M men's basketball gearing up for a big game against Georgia tonight. And top-ranked Kentucky just gets away from LSU and is one away from setting a school record. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you at 7:50.
Still ends up being a W. No matter what.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, they'll all remember it
and
that way.
And 24 in a row, as a matter of fact.
Don't forget, start time tonight's a little bit earlier than you might be used to. At 6 o'clock tip against the Bulldogs. You know, they had a pretty good crowd there for Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
This basketball thing may be catching on again.
Hey, you throw a few W's up there and people start showing up.
I agree. I mean, the Missouri game is kind of a giggler, as a matter of fact. So anyway,
yeah, it really was.
Go out there and support them. That's a good thing. If you can't be there, then we'll have the broadcast for you again. The pregame's a little bit earlier than you're used to at 5:30. So, Dallas.
Texas.
And, and that dog thing, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Whether or not that's going to, you know, could do that, that's going to work. Yeah. See, now, where does the dog need to be for it to be annoying to you? You know, I guess it matters as to whether you live in an apartment.
I can tell you exactly where.
All right.
It would be roughly four houses down from where I live every day.
Okay, now see, now... I don't know. That's a fair distance.
It's not. It's not bad. You can barely hear it inside, but literally it's gone now. So I don't know what happened. I don't know if somebody.
I mean, four houses can be far enough away that you don't find out when they're going to make a zoning change in your city. But I'm
very,
not sure.
Very
if it,
nice.
Yeah. we'll talk about that more next hour. Anyway, but and how. How often does the dog have to bark? See, that's the thing.
I think it's the incessantness and the lack of target.
All right.
I mean, if the dog's not barking at anything, some dogs get outside and they just bark, bark, bark.
They dig it. They like hearing themselves. They're like us.
Yeah.
They're just like us.
But the example I was giving, that dog would go, and I'm not exaggerating, 30 minutes just nonstop. I was out doing something in my front yard. The dog couldn't see me. So it wasn't like it was me that was affecting it.
Okay.
There was nobody walking down the sidewalk by the gate, but you could hear that dog for 30 minutes. Just bark, 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 bark.
Yeah.
Like a metronome dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and then you get teased by like the 5-second pause and you think, oh, thank goodness.
Bark. What is, well, and again, that would be kind of interesting to know. What is it that causes the dog to change its... its frequency of barking.
My guess is it has to do with its catching its breath. It's probably
boy, I'm tired. Let me start again, right?
Separation anxiety would be my guess to the cause.
Sure.
But to Patrick's thing, he's absolutely right, because it's that, and you almost think the dog's behind the gate going, I'm going to stop.
Yeah, or not.
Arf, arf.
Well, so, you know, I decided to look up the blog on this just so I could really see what the heck they're talking about, and the first 7 words of it gets me started. Okay, the Dallas City Council's Quality of Life Committee. Please don't start a Quality of Life Committee in either city. Would you please not do that? The last thing you need is that, because those people are going to get to hear about the gripes and moans of everybody.
Oh yeah.
It feels like their quality of life is not what it should be. And in most cases, they're not going to be able to do anything about it. Now, again, I understand that there have been X number of complaints, whatever you had there in the story, 1,682 of them, that's right, in the last fiscal year. But they haven't issued a single citation. So, I mean, And what, are you going to show the citation to the dog? Quit doing this. You're costing me money. The dog is not going to do that. So what I would say is if you have a dog where that happens and you get a citation, there's probably YouTubes out there that'll teach you how to keep a dog from barking. I don't know. But nonetheless, this is the solution right here. This is what's good for you right here. I got the solution for whether it's a dog barking or whatever it happens to be that you need to make your day, your world better. Australian study shows that employees who took a 30-minute walk at lunchtime felt more enthusiastic and more relaxed in the afternoon than those who did not walk outdoors. Now, granted, talking about this in July is a little bit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, but today would be a great day.
Oh, yeah.
Getting the sunshine on your face does not hurt as long as you keep it, you know, within a reasonable
sunscreened
time. But just going outside and walking is good for your health. Chance to be outside, have a little simple walk. It'll improve your mood, improves your well-being, puts you right there in a very nice moment. And if you don't have 30 minutes, that's okay, because even a 10-minute walk outside will make a difference. So maybe that can break your stress a little bit.
We're not the most convenient building over here, but sometimes there's about 4 or 5 eateries I can make it to in about 20 minutes. Just take a walk to lunch.
Yeah, that
makes me feel a little better about eating out.
Hello.
Hey, about the barking dogs. There's a citronella bark collar. I saw a woman slip it on her dog the other day, and it was magical.
Really, citronella? Really? So it keeps skeeters away, and they stop barking, huh?
Exactly.
Very good, thanks. Okay.
So not the one you light, like the tiki torch.
No, I think not.
To the dog.
Of course, but then your hands smell like citronella. How's that?
How pleasant is that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know.
I like it.
It'd be
okay. Anyway. Lemon balm.
We're just out here trying to solve problems for people, just letting you know. But to have the city council spend time talking about how long a dog barks.
Hey, you know, that's good news.
I get
that's
well, that's
really.
Right.
I mean, yeah. If that is what you're spending time on, then by God, your city must be in pretty good shape.
That's right. Well, you know what?
As long as you're not running a deficit and you do that.
Yeah. Well, of course they're still trying to do more train stuff up there too. So we'll see. Hmm. Anyway, are you getting somebody a Valentine's Day card?
See what that other person wrote about how I feel about you.
That's pretty much any card.
That's true. Not just Valentine's. That's true. Anyway.
Oh, that's funny.
Even though men are so last minute about everything, a Harris poll finds that by a margin of 80 to 64%, women are more likely than men to send an e-card as a last minute greeting to a loved one.
For Valentine's Day especially.
That's it. Back on you. But 2/3 of those women tend to send e-cards to family and friends just to show they care. About half of the men said that they go the e-card route because they simply woke up on Valentine's Day without a card.
I thought it was common knowledge that guys are really bad gift givers.
Yeah.
So when I was particularly bad recently, my wife went to looking it up online. I guess she needed some consolation. And she came to I didn't even know that she was looking. She came to me in the kitchen and she said, you know, I read online that guys are actually generally pretty bad at giving gifts, so that makes me feel a little better about you.
Well, so you got a break because
I could have directed her to some of those resources.
So Patrick, you suck, but so does KO and hey, Scott, so it's all okay.
Did you ask her to speak into your phone so you'd have that recorded for future use?
No, the relief on her face was so genuine that I think she just thought I was the only bad gift giver in society.
There you go. No, that's it. Other findings. While most men today seem to claim indifference to receiving a gift from their partner, 51% say that it is somewhat or very important to them.
Oh,
really? Okay. Well, that's pretty cool.
I don't miss it, but it's nice to have it.
Well, sure, like any time. And 56% of men and 79% of women surveyed save the cards that they receive from their partners. So there you are.
The only thing I save is for my kid.
Yeah. Drawn?
Yep.
Yeah. Baskin-Robbins doing the Conversation Heart Ice Cream Cake for Valentine's Day. They said that you can pre-order your cake with a special message. Oh, wait a minute. They only have 3 special messages you can choose. This is so special. This is so personalized. You got 3 choices, okay? I'm going to do this one, this one, or this one.
I saw some Grocery-torium was carrying fillet or butterflied ribeyes.
Yeah, I saw that.
And made it look like a heart.
Oh, there you go.
Heart-shaped meat.
Yeah, there you go. That is perfect. Take that to the vegan in your life. You could have this. And, of course, we do this story every year. But if you hate Valentine's Day, then you can move to Saudi Arabia, where it is forbidden. It is considered to be contrary to Islam. So no flowers, no cards. Anything red is removed from store shelves for this.
Can't even be red?
They call it a Christian pagan feast.
Oh, my goodness. So, well, St. Valentine.
There you are. That's exactly right. All right, so.
I like the idea of being called a pagan, though.
Well, yeah. Red Book has put together a list of the best places to go for a date in all 50 states. And we're not doing all of them.
Thank you.
But, for instance, in Alabama, you could sign up for a tour of the Space Camp in Huntsville, Alabama. Well, we got the place down in Houston. We got Space Center Houston.
We got Nasser. Mm-hmm.
California, go see the Derby Dolls. That's their the all-girl roller derby league. Yeah. In Colorado, of course, you go outside, you rent a bike for free at the Fort Collins Library, and you can visit craft breweries.
Hey!
Do they have training wheels for later?
Bumpers.
In Idaho, the Spud Drive-In, listed as the National Registry of Historic Sites, the Spud Drive-In. Poor Kansas. If you were in Kansas, Red Book says the best you could do is to go visit the Kansas Speedway. Go to a racetrack in Kansas.
Wow.
In Maine, this would be pretty cool. The Acadia National Park. That's the first place where the sun rises across the United States.
Oh, that's fun. Ah.
It is. Detroit's Motown Museum in Michigan would be pretty cool. In Minnesota, the best they can offer you is the Mall of America. Of course, that'd take a little while, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
In Mississippi, it's called the Mississippi Blues Trail. 170 influential places that are the cradle of the blues. I don't know what it is, but it's in St. Louis. It's called the Quirky City Museum. I don't know if it means it's everything from one city that's quirky or the quirky things that they get from other cities and they bring them. In Las Vegas, there's the Pinball Hall of Fame.
Okay, that would be cool.
Yeah. In Oregon, if you're a fan, Portlandia Tour of Portland. San Antonio, it's the San Antonio River Walk to Bowen's Landing. Also known as Wedding Island.
Still get lost out there.
Yeah, it's that's Texas. And finally, Hawaii. Okay, it gives you someplace to go. Well, look, you're in Hawaii. Okay. Come on.
Yeah. Hey. Base buildings only. It may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-98-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 800-987-8335.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. We're proud to be home of the nice guys. That's why we offer Nice Guy Care. You'll get 1 year of tire rotations and oil changes on any of our new or certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Come see us today at Douglas Nissan on Highway 6 at University Drive.
Whether you're getting married
or thinking about getting married,
be sure to pick up the new issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. You'll find pictures of beautiful local brides, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, exquisite engagement rings, and exciting wedding entertainment. It features only the best to help you in your wedding planning.
Pick up your free copy today at VIP Bridal, Village Foods, Rudy's Barbecue, the Chocolate Gallery, and many other places around town, or read it online at BrazosValleyBride.com.
It's the weather brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com. 73 for a high today. Winds out of the south at about 5 miles an hour. Pretty nice. 45 for a low temperature tonight. Winds are going to shift around so that tomorrow, even though it'll be mostly sunny, A high of 56. Winds will gust up to 20 miles an hour out of the north, so it will be a little chillier. 61 for our high temperatures. The sunshine continues on Friday. We're up to about 70 on Saturday and about 65 on Sunday. So lots of nice sunshine, and that's a good thing. 97% relative humidity right now. Do have overcast skies, and we have 56 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
You ever heard of Operation Choke Point? It's an Obama regime initiative brings together bureaucrats from the Justice Department, the FDIC, and the newly formed Consumer Fraud and Protection Bureau to put the squeeze on industries the regime doesn't like. Here's how it works. The agencies use their combined might to pressure banks, payment processors, and other financial institutions to cut off services to the businesses that Obama finds offensive. And if they don't, they will face the regulators' wrath themselves. The FDIC's list of targets includes gun and ammo dealers, coin dealers, and payday lenders. Also sellers of racist materials, defined as whatever the regime considers racist, which could be anything. Operation Choke Point is having a real-world impact. Banks and payment processors have already dropped some businesses, telling them their record as a client isn't the reason. But the problem is the type of business they are and the government scrutiny that they're under. Now, it's astounding to consider what the IRS did to conservative groups and what Operation Choke Point is doing to legal businesses in this country. Nixon's so-called enemies list and his merely talking about using the IRS to punish political enemies, which he never acted on, by the way, that earned him impeachment articles. Yet the regime here, the Obama regime, continues to actively target and punish Americans whose only crime is their ideology or business model has Obama's disapproval. This is what abuse of power really looks like and feels like.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Look at this, folks, ripped from the headlines. Another reminder about the importance of protecting our identities. Anthem Incorporated, the country's second biggest health insurer, said hackers broke into a database containing personal info for about 80 million customers and employees in what is likely the largest data breach disclosed by a healthcare company. Now, stories like this are precisely why I have LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. I mean, it goes way beyond just notifying you of debit and credit card transactions, providing protection for your identity, your bank and retirement accounts, and now even the equity in your home. Now, look, no one can stop all identity theft, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush now or call and use promo code RUSH to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Call 800-440-4833. That's 800-440-4833. Network does not cover all transactions.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. ANCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. Anyone expecting Bryan City Council action last night on increasing requirements to get a conditional use permit will continue to wait. After hearing from a dozen supporters, a motion to approve was blocked by City Attorney Janice Hampton.
If there's something you would like to do in the future regarding the proposed text amendment, you could put it on a future agenda to have the council consider the City Council initiating the text amendment.
12-year-old Trey Matus says the proposal is no different than asking his parents if he can stay up late to watch an Aggie football game.
If I want an exception, I have to do all my homework. I have to do all my chores.
I have to behave and be nice to my brothers and sisters. And if the game is late at night, my dad records it and I have to wait until the next morning before I can watch it. I think the same should apply to grown-ups. Those developers who think their project is very special and deserves an exception should be willing to pay the price. They should be willing to wait 4 to 6 weeks more for their exception.
The proposal calls for giving 30 days instead of 10 days for public comment and increasing the distance to notify neighboring property owners from 200 to 500 feet. The Bryan City Council is moving forward with replacing the pool at Sadie Thomas Park. Consultant Travis Blazek recommended against spending $850,000 for repairs. The council decided on a new pool at $950,000, which Blazek says does not include any amenities.
If we were to come in with new features to this facility, some slides and stuff like that, that's that $1.5, $2 million number.
The construction timeline won't be known until a contractor is selected. City Manager Keene Register says he'll shoot for opening a new pool in time for summer swimming season. Funding comes from $1.5 million in reserves set aside by council last month. The council also directed Register to proceed with the repairs of the Bryan Aquatic Center to improve water quality at an estimated cost of $450,000. What's been a 10-year process of creating more room for the Brazos Central Appraisal District is going to get longer. That's after the Appraisal District Board decided to stop the request for funding what was a $3.8 million building located off Copperfield near University.
We're going to try to scale the project back a little bit and come up with the very best answers and the very best project that we can.
Appraisal District Board Chairman Bill Lero spoke at yesterday's Bryan City Council workshop.
The reason we came on to you today into the workshop session to see as we move forward with the project, if you have any questions that we would need to incorporate in this plan. We're just asking, honestly, I think, for the tools to do our job for you the best that we can.
Lero says they will make a presentation at tomorrow's College Station Council meeting. Both councils and the Bryan School Board will wait on an updated funding resolution. All three must approve for the project to proceed. The College Station School Board supported the original plan, but it was rejected by the Brazos County Commission. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says Texas National Guard troops won't leave the Mexican border next month as had been planned.
Under no circumstance should we have a complete pullout of the National Guard next month. The drug cartels and others who want to cross the border and bring contraband are ramping up for the decline in the Guard being on the border.
Opponents include the head of the Senate's Hispanic Caucus, Senator Jose Rodriguez of El Paso.
We don't know how to measure whether we're being effective with the use of these public dollars. A jump from about $467 million last biennium now to $814 million.
Patrick has signaled that Governor Greg Abbott will seek more money to extend the deployment at least through August. A University of Texas fraternity is under investigation after 9 complaints were filed about how Hispanics were portrayed during a party last weekend. The Daily Texan reported guests at Phi Gamma Delta Soiree wore sombreros, ponchos, construction worker outfits, and military gear. The fraternity's president told the newspaper the party was Western-themed and apologized for, quote, any insensitivity that our guests or members may have portrayed. A UT associate vice president said that the party went against the university's goal to be inclusive and welcoming to all students. A Galveston County jury has given the maximum punishment to a man who was 13 when he set fire to an 8-year-old on his birthday. 29-year-old Don Collins was sentenced to 40 years for the capital murder of Robert Middleton, who died of skin cancer blamed on his burns. The limited sentence was due to Collins' age at the time of the 1998 childhood arson. From Huntsville, a dog that was tortured is beating the odds and looks to train as a service dog once she's healthy. The dog named Mercy was held down by kids who threw burning grease on her. Mercy was taken to DFW Canine Rescue, where she is now up and wagging her tail. Spokeswoman Melissa Capicello says she knows who Mercy will be able to help.
Visiting some of the PTSD military veterans and children that have been badly burned because Mercy's scars are permanent. I think she will be able to reach people on a whole nother level.
An investigation into Mercy's torture is underway, and Capicello plans to bring charges against those responsible. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 57 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news on the way at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Introducing the new Subway Simple 6 menu. Six of our best 6-inch subs, now in made just for you meals for just $6 every day.
I got it made fresh at Subway.
Take your pick from six of our best subs, like the Italian BMT, tender turkey breast, sweet onion chicken teriyaki, and more. With a 21-ounce drink and a bag of chips, the new Simple 6 menu is value made simple every day. Yeah, you so got it made.
Subway.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras plus taxes. Stores for menu selections. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
One taste of our tender new Subway grilled chicken strips made with no artificial preservatives or flavors, and you'll see we're really
cranking it up, shifting into high gear, and totally breaking through. Oof. I'm okay.
Oh, it's breakthrough, all right. New Subway grilled chicken strips. They taste better and they are better. Premium cut all white meat with no artificial preservatives or flavors. Try our new grilled chicken strips in the new Monterey Chicken Melt today. Subway, eat fresh.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Hey, this is Mark down at Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean, but only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 740. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
The National Weather Service has issued a dense fog advisory for the area through 10 this morning. We'll see fog and low cloudiness giving way to sunshine later today, 75. Clouds will move in overnight, lows near 45. Clouds giving way to breaks of sun tomorrow, breezy and cooler, 55 to 60. Tomorrow night, clear and turning colder with lows of 35 to 40. It'll be sunny throughout the day on Friday, temperatures only reaching 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Three times we've played them, it's been just ugly defensive basketball, and whoever we made one perimeter jump shot the last time we played them.
That's Coach Billy Kennedy as the team prepares for Georgia tonight. That game live here on WTAW. Big game for A&M. If they win, there's chance they could jump into the top 25, and they've got three in a row at home. So big game for Aggie basketball. Aggie football is losing two players. Two have decided they're going to step away from the program, and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you in about 10 minutes.
All right, about 22. We'll talk to Bill Flores in a minute. Big question. Will Brian Williams be back? The network.
He's getting a six-month break.
Yeah, without the salary. Of course, he's making $10 million a year. Here's the deal. Here's the reason he'll be back. I mean, it's a suspension, okay? What you want to know is that when it comes to the ratings, he beats David Muir, I don't even know who that is, on ABC, by 770,000 viewers, and he beats Scott Pelley by 2.3 million. Is anybody watching Scott Pelley at all?
I like him on 60 Minutes.
Well, you know, he's a Texas Tech Red Raider, you know, guns up, so there. So if the damage has been undone by his ratings, NBC may keep him. We'll see what happens when they bring in this Lester Holt dude.
I like Lester Holt.
If they, you know, if the numbers hold, then maybe Brian will be put on special assignment. We'll see.
It wasn't the lie so much as the parsing of words.
Yes.
Oh, Just own it.
Well, that and the fact that NBC thought that was good enough, which is, in other words, what they think of us. You, the viewer, mm-hmm. us, the viewer. Anyway, he's been number one for 281 of the last 328 weeks, so that has something to do with it.
That's pretty stellar.
On the other hand, the New York Times reports his credibility has dropped like a rock, shall we say 30 rock, before he was the whole exaggeration thing. He was the 23rd most trusted person in America, according to a research firm. That put him on par with Denzel Washington or Warren Buffett or Robin Roberts. Now he's down to 835,
Woo!
Which puts him about where Willie Robinson from Duck Dynasty is.
Well, who's number one? What's our scale?
You know, I don't know. I'm not sure who is number one. I'll have to drag that out.
Who is in charge of that ranking?
That is the marketing arm.
Okay.
You can probably go check that, and we'll see who the top three of those are. But, I mean, Willie doing the news would be kind of interesting. It would be an unusual delivery and certainly a different look as far as the news anchor is concerned.
I would venture a guess the editorials would be priceless.
Yeah, that's probably right. So did we find the marketing arm?
No.
Really?
I found it. I'm parsing
words
here.
Oh, I see, to find out what they would be. Okay. Jon Stewart leaving The Daily Show. He's tired of watching these people who leave the show make more money than him, I guess. Anyway, he made the announcement apparently yesterday on the show. You know, the guy who used to do that show was Craig Kilborn.
Yeah, and I liked him.
And you thought,
I did too.
How could this show ever go on? And obviously he's done pretty well. 50 Emmy nominations, and John has won 15 of them himself.
And I love John Stewart.
Yeah, he
is. The frustration for me is the people who don't get the clown nose on, clown nose off routine.
Right.
Because it's so easy to make it seem like you can handle yourself in an interview when you get into a corner and you say, ha-ha, crazy joke, shrug your shoulders.
Well,
and he's good at it.
Yes. And it for a long time, for a politician, it was the place to be. It was the place to be. So we'll see. Anyhow, all right, it's 7:43. We got Focus coming up, and we'll see if we're going to be able to squeeze the congressman in before we do sports.
Calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill, or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable Sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online, 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Ready to make the commitment to be healthier, to be stronger, to feel better? Then here's the number to call, 693-6100. That's Super Slow Zone. You know the slogan, minutes a week, in shape for life. And that's exactly what it's all about. You stop in, try the machines out. They have some new machines as they've changed their location. They're still right there on Rock Prairie Road in the medical complex by the Med, but they're now in the West Side building right there on the first floor. But they're pieces of equipment they haven't had before. And as a result, you go in, you try the equipment out, you find what you're looking for in exercise. Then they take a brief medical history, and you're on your way. 693-6100. You're on your way to a healthier you so that you can feel better every day. You go and you work out a couple of times a week. After a while, it shifts down to one time a week. But what you always get is attention, one-on-one work. That's what makes Super Slow Zone different. Minutes a week in shape for life. Call them at 693-6100, Super Slow Zone. There you go, about a quarter of eight, actually. Here we go. Bill Flores joins us. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be on News Talk 1620. And Sorry to be a little late this morning. I was knee-deep in an RSC budget task force meeting. We're talking about tax reform.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and start there because also when it comes to the RSC, Michael McCaul apparently is going to pitch his border bill to the Republican Study Committee next week. What can you tell us about that from what you know?
Well, I don't know much. I know that when it got pulled off the floor calendar a couple of weeks ago, they wanted to go back and start working on it some more. And so I really don't know what he's done since then. But we had a series of member listening sessions, and we've gotten greater member input in this. And I'll tell you, my past history here tells me that the more often you can get broader member input, the better bills you get. A couple of examples of that are when we dealt with the president's DACA behavior and the unaccompanied minors last August, and then early this year when we took care of the president's amnesty action. Because we had broad member input and we had better bills.
You know, one of the things that I had noticed, one of the points that they had mentioned is that that what he is going to really try to do is get the Department of Homeland Security to achieve basically operational control, which I guess has to do with when the illegals actually are getting in, to stop them right there at the boundary.
Right, exactly.
Now, is that...
To make sure they don't come across the border to start with. If they don't come across the border, then we don't have to deal with them.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing, there are 14 co-sponsors. Are you one of the co-sponsors in this?
I don't believe I was.
Okay.
But again, I was trying to wait till the final bill got settled out before we, you know, I like to see what's at least in the bill before we jump on the co-sponsor one.
It's fair to say, though, that you have to be a little bit optimistic in that he's willing to bring something to the Republican Study Committee to look at.
Oh, yeah, I am. And I'll tell you, I think Michael has done a really good job on this, and he's trying to get the right kind of input. But we did face another challenge, too, and that is that while the Senate is grappling with the House's Department of Homeland Security funding bill that dealt with the president's illegal amnesty order, some people felt like if we put border security on the floor before the Senate dealt with the bill, then we're giving the Senate a way out to not have to deal with it. And then they pass a clean DHS bill, meaning not dealing with amnesty, and saying, hey, we'll get this border security bill that'll clean us up from an immigration perspective. And that was one of the reasons the border security bill got pulled out, is that we didn't want to give the Senate sort of a backstop to not do its job on the DHS bill.
Sure. Bill Flores joining us from D.C. this morning. The Hill is reporting the White House is going to ask Congress to approve military action against ISIS militants in Syria and Iraq that bans, what their words are, enduring offensive ground operations. Now, I know John McCain questioned that yesterday, and I know that they briefed some members of Congress. Have you got any thoughts as you hear the phrase enduring offensive ground operations?
Well, it's another one of those goofy phrases that where the president doesn't, where he tries to twist things up. For instance, if you look at the Global War on Terror, he's changed the name of it to Overseas Contingency Operation. Mm-hmm. So instead of GWAT, it's now called OCO. I don't know why he did that, but I think that he's more involved in politics and appearance than he is on trying to beat the snot out of the Islamic State. And to me, what we ought to do is destroy the Islamic State, and we should not take any option off the table to do that. And so we're going to have a pretty vigorous debate here when the president asks for this authorization for a uniformed military force, or AUMF, or authorization to use military force. We're going to have a vigorous discussion about what does this thing look like, and how do you've got a president who's messed up almost every foreign policy thing he's touched in the last 6 years. And so what do we as Congress do? Not to interfere with his Article II powers under the Constitution, but still to make sure that we go win this thing. He's sort of in it to degrade and cause problems. We want to destroy him.
Now, Ted Cruz who at least vocalized it last week, I think, or last Sunday. He was saying, for instance, arm the Kurds. How do you feel about the idea of us merely sending materiel rather than putting our boots on the ground, let it be their boots on the ground?
Well, to me, this whole fight, I think, needs to have a Middle Eastern face to it. When I met with King Abdullah last November in Jordan, I thought his comments about this were pretty smart and pretty thoughtful. And he said, we in the Middle East, we as the Jordanians and the the Egyptians and so forth need to be leading the charge on this, the Qataris and the folks in the UAE. We need to lead this thing because it's our regional problem. But at the same time, we need to have the resources from a broader coalition of Western nations. I agree with that, but that doesn't tell me that we totally remove the authority to use U.S. boots on the ground because, you know, I hope we never need that. But I don't want to take that off the table because the enemy will know that. I want the enemy to think that we will come over there and use every resource we have to destroy them.
Yeah.
And to me, that's just good strategy. And the president doesn't seem to like to use good strategy because he unilaterally takes things off the table. Well, you know, our enemies pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm. Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Let's shift to committee work for just a minute. You're on Energy and Commerce Committee, and this week you're looking at the Department of Energy budget. You know, we haven't heard a lot about the Department of Energy necessarily rising to the top in the news. As you're looking at their budget, are there any things that are popping out to you?
Well, they still have some of the cylinders, stimulus-type programs left over. We're still trying to put knives through the hearts of those things, to stop wasting taxpayer money and give money to the president's political supporters and to his cronies. So those are things we're going to be looking at. We also need to look at the effectiveness of some of the programs that they've been engaged in. To me, the Department of Energy, I think, should focus on two primary missions. One is keeping our nuclear stockpile safe. And then secondly, using funds for basic research, the research like we do at A&M and the University of Texas, which is groundbreaking. Because to me, that's where we come up with the tools that allow us to be an energy secure country. We don't get it by feeding a bunch of money to bureaucrats and cubicles that make life difficult on the rest of us.
On face, I saw yesterday that there's a company out in West Texas that wants to put together a pretty large storage facility for nuclear waste, low-grade nuclear waste. As a member of Congress in the Texas delegation, what are your thoughts about storage of that in Texas?
I think it's a good idea because Harry Reid has blocked Yucca Mountain. You know, the law says that Yucca Mountain should have been open by now for at least a decade, I think, and should have been taking the nuclear waste that's currently sitting in these nuclear power plants around the country and putting them away for a long period of time. This facility in West Texas is sort of an interim measure that allows us to get all the waste away from the nuclear power plants where it's distributed. It's more vulnerable. Put it in a more secure location that's environmentally protected, or that provides good environmental safeguards, rather, and then let the Department of Energy have title of that and own it and be responsible for it, and I think would be a lot safer than we are today. And then still the ultimate goal is to get this stuff in the Yucca Mountain, but at least we get it one spot where we know where it is and who's got control of it.
Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website. Sorry I had to take you out of the meeting, but I appreciate you taking the time, especially today, to be able to be with us today.
Well, I'm glad you called again. I'm sorry I didn't call in at the proper time. I'd ask everybody to continue praying for our military men and women, our first responders in our country, and also a special request. I lost a good friend, Alan Nunley from Mississippi, who died last Friday, and he represented Mississippi's first district.
Mm-hmm.
He came in with me in 2010 and was just a great public servant, so I think we in this country and the folks in the state of Mississippi are really going to miss him.
Certainly. Thanks a lot. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Moms, you go through a wide range of emotions when it comes to your children. In one moment, you can be filled with pride or feel an overwhelming sense of joy and love. But lots of times, you also struggle with a sense of guilt. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Most moms take their responsibility seriously and want to be great parents, but their expectations are often too high, thinking, if I do everything right, my children will turn out well, but if I do anything wrong, they're going to fail. Well, here's some encouragement from author and mom, Kathy Lipp. Give yourself a break, she says. Parenting isn't cut and dry. Not only do children have their own personalities and desire for independence, but there are countless variables beyond your control. So let this reality settle into your heart and mind once and for all. You will, yes, that's right, you will make mistakes as a parent. None of us wants to, but we can take comfort in knowing perfection isn't required to be a good parent. What you do need is consistency, boundaries, love, and plenty of patience. And you might want to gather a trusted group of other moms who are willing to be real and transparent with you. When you share your struggles together, you'll see that no one is perfect. You might even learn some good ideas for resolving certain issues. But mostly, you'll find encouragement that your best actually is good enough. For more encouragement to thrive as a mom, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given him a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
Probably $300 to $400 every 4 months.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
All total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients are what the veterinarian said he was lacking.
Within 2 days, his scratching, it seemed to go away.
After 5 weeks, her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy.
Molly's gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Oh, yes.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Honey, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:58. Texas A&M men's basketball has got a big game tonight against the Georgia Bulldogs. The Aggs are 16-6 and at 7-3 in the SEC, putting them in second place in the conference. With a win, the guys could crack the AP top 25. And here's Coach Billy Kennedy on just how important this game really is.
This is the biggest game that we've had since I've been here because it's one where we're at, who we're playing. We've never beat Georgia. You know, so that, you know, there are a lot of things we're playing for today.
If past experience is any indication, this could be an ugly slugfest between the Bulldogs and Aggs.
Both teams struggled scoring. I think last year they just beat Tennessee, I think 56-53. There's not a lot of difference in us scoring the ball and them scoring the ball. They're shooting the three better than they have in the past. Ugly defensive basketball, and whoever we made one perimeter jump shot the last time we played them.
Tip-off between A&M and Georgia is at 6 with a pregame that starts at 5:30 on 1620 WTAW. We'll stick with Aggie Hoops for just a second, as senior guard Jordan Green has been selected to the All-State Good Works team for all that he gives back to the community while off the court. Two Texas A&M football players have announced they're leaving the program. Jordan Mastro-Giovanni, who earned two letters as a linebacker over the last two seasons, will continue to pursue his education at A&M. While Kerryon Parker, who earned a letter last season as a wide receiver and redshirted in 2013, has been granted a release from his scholarship to pursue other opportunities. The Aggie football team opens spring drills Monday, March the 2nd. Quick look, Kentucky ends up knocking off LSU late, though, 71-69. James Harden continues to light up the NBA with 45 points. The Rockets win 127-118, and the Stars beat the Boston Bruins 5-3. And that's been a look at your sports. It's all brought to you by Awards and More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
College Station Brian, where it's 8 o'clock.